Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning. 622, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
All right, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe grab one from one of their variety packs that has all four amazing flavors in one convenient pack. Check it out. All right, what do you got?
Baseball. Longtime Los Angeles Dodgers fan Ben Massey, who happens to live in West Springfield, Massachusetts, is staying busy during these unusual times by building a replica of Dodger Stadium in his backyard. Yes, this is true. Of course, it's smaller than Dodger Stadium, but it's to scale. And it's big enough to play wiffle ball, which is kind of nice. So, yeah, if you want to have some extra time, maybe you could build Lambeau Field in your backyard.
I would never desecrate that. The holiest of lands. There's actually a bar not terribly far from where I grew up in Wisconsin, and they had a wiffle ball stadium. The guy who made it, who owned the bar and the place, was loaded, and he made like a to-scale a stadium. And you could go down there, you could rent it with a group of friends and play like wiffle ball. It was insane. I mean, dude, he had the you know, the bleachers in there and the scoreboard. It was nuts. Yeah.
Wiffle ball's a good time, even though I can't hit the ball. But
dude, it's so hard.
Yeah, especially
that's why
some
they
of
call
those guys
it whiff.
Right. Especially some of those guys who can pitch that ball that certain way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It breaks like 8 feet. What? All right, moving on. Golf. While the first match between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods was a bit of a, it was kind of a dud, the match, too, was a big hit. It was reportedly the most watched golf event in cable TV history. Yeah. And now it looks like we might see more matches. Listen to this. As Mickelson suggested, we might see guys like Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Tony Romo, Patrick Mahomes getting to play in these upcoming events. Considering the show raised $20 million for charity, there's a lot to look at and a lot to look forward to. So, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see MJ out there on the microphone.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, I think it's cool. Any celebrity, it changes it up a little bit. You know what, too? It keeps it from being so stuffy. You know, as much as you and I both love golf, I think we both, anybody who watches the sport realizes that there's times where it's like, all right. Relax a little
you know
bit.
What yeah, there's you know what I'd like to see?
What?
Trump. Why not?
You know what? He probably wouldn't do it now because the uproar, but if he wasn't president anymore, if his 4 years was up, oh, I bet you they'd get him on there. Oh, I guarantee it. The numbers would be through the roof.
Yeah. Moving on, football. Tom Brady is selling his modified Cadillac Escalade. Yeah, for 300 G's. Brady moved to Florida offseason, joining Tampa Bay. But the Escalade won't be going with him. You know, in case you're interested, he has an extra and have an extra $300,000. The 2017 Cadillac is customized to the max with oversized reclining seats, decks, TVs, and screens. So this is what's going on in sports, guys. This is what we have.
It's Auto Trader. Today in sports, Auto Trader.
Right. They're selling things in sports now.
Perfect.
So there you go. That's my sports report this morning. Deal with it,
buddy. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 725 Brock Hunter.
Here we go. Yahoo.
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. A little wet the next couple days, but we'll give you the full rundown in just,
just
a
like
few.
Your...
Say it.
I'm not even going to...
You know what? Say it.
It's not even going to say it.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
You know why?
You know better.
I'm the one going to heaven.
You know better.
You think you're going to be up there by the pearly gates. No. Now, you talk about my mom too much.
Can you blame me? Come on.
God knows, man.
Chris Harry just responded, just like your mom. God, see, he did it for us. He did it for us. All right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. All right, hit us with it.
baseball, playing some baseball. Longtime Los Angeles Dodgers fan Ben Massey happens to live in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Is staying busy during these unusual times by, listen to this, man, building a replica of Dodger Stadium in his backyard.
It's awesome.
Of course, it's smaller than Dodger Stadium.
Just a little.
Just a massive backyard. But it's to scale, and it's big enough to play wiffle ball, which is pretty cool, man.
Dude, that's awesome, man. That's so cool. Hey, you got time to kill. Might as well.
You know what? It's just building stuff like that, like sports stuff and rent. We used to go to this bar in Chicago. I'm sure listeners have been to this exact bar. It's got a basketball hoop in it. It's like half court, basically. And it's a bar, and you can go out and shoot hoops, dude. I had one of the best times ever. You're getting drunk, and for some reason, just having a basketball hoop right there, everybody wants to play pig or lightning. You know, you get the whole bar to play lightning.
Hell yeah.
That's special. You know, so there you go, Brock. Maybe build Lambeau Field in your backyard.
Don't you tempt me. I'll do it.
Golf. Well, the first match between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods was a bit of a The match, too, was a big hit and reportedly the most watched golf event in cable TV history.
Wow.
Step aside, Jack Nicklaus. Step aside. It is our turn. Yeah, that's crazy, man. And now it looks like we might get more matches. As Mickelson suggested, we might see guys like Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Tony Romo, Patrick Mahomes, not Aaron Rodgers, getting out there, you know, playing some golf. Considering the show raised $20 million for charity, there's a lot to look at.
That's awesome.
And a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, I think it's fun. You know, they do those pro-ams all the time, or the celebrity pro-ams, you know, mm-hmm. the classic one with Happy Gilmore and Bob Barker. I mean, we all know.
Dude,
so now
here it is. The next match. This is what we're doing. It's going to be, obviously, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. But on Phil Mickelson's team, you got Christopher McDonald, a.k.a. Shooter McGavin. On the other team, we have Adam Sandler, a.k.a. Happy Gilmore.
That would be unbelievable.
Dude, please, if they're out there listening, everybody would watch that. It's one of the best movies ever.
Yeah, I don't even have cable. I would find a way. I would pay to watch that.
So. Dude, me too. Yeah. You would have that little blonde kid out there, you know, yeah. Being a caddy. Maybe the bum,
Mr.
too.
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I love it. All right. You got anything else, or is that it?
You could have Mr. Larson in the stands with a big nail hanging out of his head. It'd be fantastic.
It would be great. It would be great. All right. That's all you got? All right, yep. That's good stuff. Well, hey, we can dream. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.